All right, today, on page 23 of the regular Prince of Kuzari, we come to the Shem Adnus. Aval Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, HaNichtav Aleph Dalet Nun and Yud, Hu Kerem Ezelov. Now, we're going on the Shem Adnus, right? They have seven names, so we dealt with Yud Kei Vav Kei, we call the Shem Havaya, Shem Etzem, your print is 91, okay. And the Shem Elokeinu. Now, what about Adnus? What is the Shem Adnus? Now, we all know that Adoin means master. So it's a clear word that's used in a non-Kodesh sense, an ordinary sense, Eved and Adoin. He says, the Aleph Dal Nun Yud, who keremez Elov, it's a remez, it's a hint to God. Now he's going to explain for the next quite a number of lines the idea in language of ascribing words to things that are hard to define physically. A table is a table. A chair is a chair. Sometimes they are concepts that are hard to define. We can make up words for them. But sometimes when it's not physical, we give it a physical name. And he gives some examples of it. You know, we say, sometimes we say power, we use arm or hand to describe.
Yigdal
Elokim Chai Vishtabach. It discusses the concept, the idea of Mitzyusa Yisbarach. So he goes into language in general, not dafka about God. And let's see how he does it. Kiyei Shiyir Mizu, there are places where you hint al Dvarim. Yael hadvarim hanifalu miitai hamisham shen loishim vashrishim. There are things that are heavenly or that are spiritual that get the name of their first connection to the world. Kashir mizu el haseichel. The example he gives is seichel. Seichel is understanding or thought. Now thought is not; it doesn't exist in the physical world. When a person thinks, there might be electrical impulses in his brain, but there's nothing physically observable in thought. So when you talk about seichel, it's really something not physical. But kashiyir mizu ala seichel v'yayimru shu b'levay b'mayach. When we say that thought is in the heart or in the brain, v'yayimru haseichel hazeh oy haseichel halhazeh, and I'll talk about certain levels of intelligence, there's really no remez to something that has no boundary in this world. Even though all of the limbs use your intelligence, nevertheless, it's expressed as something that is Mitzaya here is with an ayin. It doesn't mean it's found. It means it's, that'll be an expression. It's an emtsai, he has an ayin, right? It's through the, b'mitzaya levayamaya, through the medium of the heart or the brain. And the first place they're found is a hint that that's where it is. So he's saying is that when you talk about intelligence, we say head or heart, just because it comes there. Now here, I want to interject for a moment, because Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, has in his sefer, and I heard this in Yeshiva way before the Emes LeYaakov came out, that it bothered Rabbi Yaakov that there's no word in Hebrew for the brain. The common expression of mayach for brain is not a biblical term. Mayach refers to the, what you find inside a bone, the marrow of a bone, or it's also used for the inside of the spinal cord. It's not, I don't know if that's that marrow, it's also marrow, I don't know. But the spinal fluid, but it means the fat, what comes across as fat, some of the prohibited chelev comes out of the spinal cord into the ribs. But whatever it is, he expressed dismay that there's no word in Hebrew for brain that can't be. And he suggested that the word lev actually refers to the brain. And it's very confusing. There are places where lev clearly doesn't mean the heart. Same beinu lahavin or lahaskil. Put in our heart to understand and to think. That's what we would say that means the heart. or we have in the parshias to come, Kol Chacham Lev, right? Who worked on the Mishkan? The Chacham Lev. It has nothing to do with emotion, which is the heart, but with brains. So that, Rabbi Yaakov, supposedly said that the Lev is heart, and he went as far as to say, Samta, what do we say in Kriya Shema? We say that it's, we mentioned the lave there. Excuse me? No, help me. Did you say Shema every day? So he said that when we talk about placing the tefillin, the place that it's put, so first you say, that's fine, that's clearly the head and the heart. Then,
Yeah.
He was going that pasuk. Okay. But anyway, he was referring, he said, when you talk about putting it, keneged alev, it's referring to tefillin shel roish, not tefillin shel, we understand there's keneged alev on the yad. And he said, when we say it's keneged alev, we're referring to the tefillin shel roish. And he went so far as to say that lay, it's printed in Parshas Seikim, in the Emes Liyakov, to say this. Now in Yeshiva I had heard a different version, but it's not the way it's printed. I had heard a version that the difference between lay and leivav. That's the way I had heard, but that's not the way it's printed. In my Rabbi Yaakov, they have in the back a note that the editor, the author of Emes Liyakov, found this in the Ralbag and the Ibn Ezra. Actually, Rabbi Yaakov mentions Ibn Ezra, but he says he found it in the Ralbag as well, that Lev refers to the brain. Yeah, the problem is that there are places where Lev doesn't refer to the brain, but Lev appears to refer to the heart as well. And therefore, it's something of a confusing idea. In the Ayel Sashachar, Rav Steinman says something beautiful. He makes a pshara. As now Rav Yaakov says, as Rav Steinman says, Lev means the central point. Ad Lev HaShamayim. Or Lev HaNihais B'derech Yam. Derech HaNihais B'Lev Yam, I'm sorry. Derech HaNihais, the place of boats, B'Lev Yam, is in the middle of the ocean. So Lev there doesn't mean heart, doesn't mean brain. Means the center, the central point. So Rav in the Elisa Shachar, Rav Steinman writes that Lev is a reference to the central point. So it can refer to the brain, it can refer to the heart, it's not a contradiction. It's a central point of a person, this is capacity to think. Well, certainly the heart is physically, it dispatches blood to the whole body, is the center of the body. What the Kuzari is saying, what?
It still doesn't answer Rav Yaakov's original question about why there's no specific term for the brain.
So according to this, the lave refers to the brain, but it refers to it with an honor, with a title of honor, that it's the center of the person, the central point of the person. That's what he's saying. Same libeinu love mask. The Kuzari is saying that the word lave, or he refers to mayach, and obviously not in Tanakh, but in common usage, that lave refers to the place where the thought process is perceived by a person. We perceive ourselves as thinking in the brain. We obviously do think in the brain, but we feel it. So the kayach haseichel comes into lev, and to the degree that, I don't know, do you feel your heart does anything for you besides pump blood? Like the brain, we feel. The heart. Do you feel your emotions coming from you? Like we feel our thought process coming from our brains.
When they say somebody's heartless, they're not saying they're heartless. It means
they have no emotions.
Actually, the emotions are mediated in the brain, not the heart. You have
that's
the
right, heart.
The minus.
That can mean brain, because it can mean heart. So what does it mean that heart is in the emotion? I don't know. Like the Chazal referred to the kidneys as being the source of Eitzah. So here, Dr. Babbage has said many times when we talk about it, he says, yeah, because the kidneys don't function well. A person is not a baleitza, it clouds the mind. The kidneys clean out the impurities from the blood. And some of the Olenu whose kidneys don't function well can't make decisions clear. His brain works, but it's not the capacity to make to eitzahs. But how does that explain the heart? How does it work with the heart? People who are warm have, the Rambam calls it a warmer maziga. So I don't know, the heart is the warmth. The warmth is
dry brain.
The brain is wet and dry, the heart is warm and cold. So
actually, when somebody's depressed, you always think of antidepressants, it's working on the chemical, the neurotransmitters in the brain. It has nothing to do with the heart.
With the heart, so we have to understand that. Okay.
You see, levachem always seems to be the emotion.
Right, life is the emotion and brain is the intellect.
Which we don't have a definition.
Is the intellect.
The brains.
Okay. Be that as it may, his point in this marshal, and we're getting, I guess, sidetracked to the marshal, is that the something spiritual is attributed to the first place that it physically goes. In Deitz and Nechman, he adds that he's referring to the neshama as well. The neshama, where's the neshama? The neshama shabemaychi. Well, who said the neshama is in your brain? Maybe the neshama is in your toes. I don't know. The neshama is everywhere. So, right, the neshama, if we translate the life force of a person, it's not only in the head, but somehow we perceive it as being in the head. So that's his marshal. What he's saying is, we talk about God, we talk about it being the master, or the Adayin. Adayin is the place that God connects to us. I'm not talking about Har Sinai, I'm talking about daily life. We talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say, oh, Baruch Hashem, you know, I made the train, or, you know, we see Hashem as the master, the controller of everything that goes on. That's Adayin. Just like a master controls his servant, God controls Kaviyachal the world. So Adayin is a remez to Hashem. Now he explains that here. Cain rhymes him al Shemayim. Say God is in heaven. Because it's a tool. Heaven is a tool that's used as the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, so to speak, first. We refer to heaven as being where God is, and nothing that's Murkavit, nothing that's a combination, that's a combined creation. So we say Hashem is in heaven. Now, God is not in heaven more than he's in earth, but we refer to God in heaven because that's the remez, that's the first impression of where God is. Another example. In the Midbar, they talked about the pillar of fire and the pillar of smoke. They say that's the symbol of God. Because that amud, that pillar of fire, there's no other physical reason that it exists. It's not like other smoke or other ashim or other fires, nekron ba'avir, mesiva secheris, which come about in the world for other causes. At Har Sinai, we saw the fire on the top of the mountain. Now, what does that mean, the fire? There's fire all over the place. But every fire we attribute to physical causes. The fire that we don't attribute to physical causes, like the burning at the Sned, the burning at... At Har Sinai, we call that the place where God is, because that's the first physical place that Kaviyachal is observed or sensed. Those images that others were zochet to see. The expression under God's feet is some footstool of sapphire. Karois yelke Yisrael. They refer to the Aron itself as the master. They saw miracles based on the Aron. And without the Aron, the miracles didn't happen. It's just like you say the eyes see. What sees? The soul. Eyes don't see. You take an eyeball, it doesn't see anything. It's the human being that uses the eye to be able to see. Some refer to God by the Nevi'im. The Nevi'im, serve God. They do everything he wants. They don't rebel. And he's a tool for miracles. Says, fear God is marba talmud chacham. It means someone through who you see God's resting in this world. We find in Tanakh such a person is called a man of God. A title which is combining a human and God. So if you say the spiritual man. My master, you're my mashal. So this long arichos is to give the image of adnus is the way we sense Hashem. Gives another example in the next God dwells in heaven, Yashiv Tzion, Yashiv Akruvim, Shech in Yerushalayim. What does that mean? We don't define God as one who lives in Yerushalayim, has an address there, or lives in heaven. It means that the Shem Adnos, the master, is the perceived, the perception of the Rabbeinu Shalom. So we've gained here the Shem Adnos. So try to do it before next time, is to see if this helps us understand Psukim. But Hashem, well, we have ways where it helped us. We'll see if we can come up with some ways that this helps us as well.
How does this relate to the concept of Shekhinah?
Same thing. The Shekhinah is not, what's a Shekhinah? Clouds? Why is a cloud anything? It's just something that has no physical explanation. Cloud that has physical explanation is not the Shekhinah. The Shekhinah, the Esh on the mountain, is always something with no physical explanation. It's just simply a remez at the Rabbeinu Shalom, or a hint. At something heavenly, something spiritual.